This is Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com. In the podcast thread, My Rights versus Your Rights. I think I need to clarify what it is I'm really talking about here. The incident that was reported about the women traveling to Muslim nations working for a particular airline is not actually the issue itself. It was just an example of what prompted me to have these thoughts. And my thoughts are that because of political correctness in this day and age, in this country, which is the U.S. I'm speaking from, and because of separation of church and state, and because of freedom of speech, constitutional rights, that there are a lot of things getting very, very cloudy right now. And certainly I believe that if I go to another person's country, I should respect their customs and their laws. I know that there was even a case where some women in the military brought it up. I believe they went to court over the fact that they needed to follow the custom of the native women when they left base. This, and in that particular instance, I even feel that was going too far also. You know, you do have to respect other people's traditions, beliefs, even if they are religious based, if you are in their country and their laws are religious based. However, in the United States, our laws are not religious based. There is a separation of church and state. But I think that it has become adulterated. I feel that it's fair of people in other nations to demand, if in fact their country is legislated by basically their religion, that anyone who comes to their country obey these things. However, these same people will come to our country and not have to deal with any of that. And in fact, there are cases that take advantage of that. Now, here's the whole thing. I think it's gotten terribly out of control, and I'm concerned with the direction it's taking. Using the recent holidays, it's getting worse every single year. What you can and cannot express. Because of being politically incorrect and, quote, the possibility that you may offend someone by expressing your own beliefs or your own traditions. In this country, it's ridiculous. That is a ridiculous notion. We have constitutional rights to the separation of church and state, but the freedom of our religions and freedom of speech. There is nobody in this country who is not going to be exposed to every single belief system, from Christianity to Islam to atheism. That's the United States. These are our constitutional rights. It's a wonderful thing. And I'm offended that you're offended. If in fact you are. Because it should be a non-issue. These wonderful things that we have set up in this country to protect everyone's freedoms by default means that you will be exposed to everybody and everything. It's not something to get offended over. That's just ridiculous. But I think, and now I'll bring up Mr. Whoopi saying we need more lawyers. No, sir, we do not. I think part of the problem has come about because there are a lot of cases lately where we are no longer legislated by our legislators. We are being legislated by our judiciary, who are not being impartial and upholding the Constitution, but rather using the law to defend their own opinions and set precedent and case law. And it's very detrimental. And it's happening a lot between these issues. I think the lines between these issues have gotten way too fuzzy, way too out of control. And it's a trend that disturbs me, because I just don't think there's any positive outcome in the end if we continue down this particular road. So this is what I mean by my rights versus your rights, and what I was trying to express, which I didn't completely express, and I still haven't put enough time into this whole thread, but I honest to God have to blame the 2 out of 3 amigos and the latest version of AT Estrogen, because they're very long and I needed to listen to them. But anyway, I hope I've clarified a little bit further and brought a little bit more into the discussion and maybe refocused it, because I would like to hear further feedback in more focused on what I've just said. So anyway, that's it. This is Relentless. Bye-bye.